Thank you, Christine. Now, this is a piece by the Mayor, Councillor Christine Potter. She says we can proudly rank Jeff among our greats. Recently, I visited Dobroy Castle for Robin Wood's annual Open Day. It is an organisation which provides exciting programmes of activities for children aged 7 to 11. Last year's Open Day was cancelled after a disastrous fire, but the damage has been repaired and the event was better than ever. On a beautiful morning, visitors streamed in to sample what was on offer: archery, rock climbing, or rather an inflatable climbing mountain, the opportunity to swing on a trapeze, and many games, not to mention the spectacular cakes on offer for refreshment. Oh, how I envied the children enjoying themselves, but my days of having a go on the zip wire are sadly over. I'm reminded of the importance of games. Board games, in particular, seem to have come back into fashion. I remember hours playing them as a child. What I didn't realise then was how many skills I was learning, not least plenty of practice of counting and sharing. That weekend was also the Jeff Love weekend, celebrating his centenary. I attended the launch of Bill Birch's book, A Love Affair with Music, which also had an exhibition of photographs and memorabilia and even a 100th birthday cake in the town hall. A very happy affair with members of his family present. On the Sunday, there was a rare showing of a 70s edition of This Is Your Life with Eamon Andrews at the Hippodrome. The ladies' fashions have not aged well, but the love and affection Jeff Love engendered was palpable. The packed audience also saw an 80s edition of The Brass Beat with Roy Castle. Jeff Love was rehearsing with the Todman and Old Brass Band and late conducting them in the town hall. We can proudly rank him with our Nobel laureates as a worthy son of this town. There are many more people who have gone on to exciting careers which we also need to remember. If you have any suggestions, can you let me know of those who should be honoured? We could have an exhibition to celebrate the creativity of our small town in the Pennines. Speaking of creativity, the fourth annual Open Studios event has taken place. Todmorden is a very interesting place to live, so diverse.